Well, I think I'll let Dad do some talking now once, and if I can get him here. Like I said before, he's never home in the evening, and when he does get home, it's about 9, 9:30, and then he's almost too tired to do anything and gets a bath and's ready for bed. And the nights that he is home, he's been out trimming shrubbery until dark, and it just seems this place is never done working. We really don't know what we're going to do this summer yet. We haven't even talked vacation. I sort of think sometimes we'd like to go out to Bobby and see her and the kids, but I don't know whether Dad will be in the mood or not to do that kind of driving over the summer, the rate he's been going. So we'll have to wait until a little later on to decide just what we're going to do.
Hi, Bob. I hope this tape works better than the last one we mailed you. Barry had the tape recorder set up in an upright position or in vertical position instead of horizontal, so I think that was some of our problems. I noticed that the tape is running off to the side. This is Friday, May the 8th. The mother started this tape on Sunday, and she is after me to finish this tape, but somehow or other I just couldn't get going. It seemed there was always some work to do, or I was too tired or something. And then my lawnmower went bad, and I had to look around for another one. I was running around, went to Lidditz, and I went to Lidditz three times. I was looking at one, and the third time I bought it, but we had looked at Landisville, too, or Solanco, with Brubakers, and they had some riding mowers over there, and that a Bolin that I was thinking about buying that, he gave me a pretty good deal, but then I thought maybe I better try a riding mower because I have a little bit of trouble with my hip. It seems it only gives me trouble in the evening when I sit down and relax, and after I rest a while it seems to go away, but it just sort of a rheumatic pain or something, I don't know what it is. So tonight I went back to Posey's at Posey's Garden Center at Lidditz, and I bought a riding mower that I had looked at, like I said, twice before, and the third time I went down and bought it, and they'll bring it delivered tomorrow morning. It's a used mower, but it seems in pretty good shape, and it's 5 horsepower, and it it's a Yardman Mustang. It's not a clumsy thing. It should be pretty good for my lawn, and I think I'll be able to do my lawn a lot quicker, a lot faster than before. The mower that I had, something's wrong with the motor. It has a terrible knock, and it probably fly to pieces one of these days, like the one that we have down at work. We bought a Sears Roebuck mower last year, used it one season, and we had a lot of trouble with it. And, of course, Mr. Guy wanted me to buy a Sears Roebuck mower, and I didn't want to buy any, but I finally ended up buying the best walking mower they had. It was self-propelled, and as I said, we had trouble with it last year, and this year, this spring, I took it away to get fixed again, and brought it back, and the first day he used it, the mower flew to pieces, or actually the the shaft or something left loose in the inside, and a piece flew right out through the housing, bust a hole in the housing. So I sure wouldn't buy a Sears Roebuck mower. This mower that I got cost around, maybe around $300 new, I believe. I paid $160 for it. It runs real good, and I'm going to be able to try it out tomorrow morning. I hope you get your assignment in Thailand, the way things are over there right now. I just hope you can get out of there. Hope things will be better soon. Hope this tape will find things different than they are now. Must be kind of rough over there, some places. don't know too much to tell you that you're interested in, but we bought a big sledding machine down at the building. We bought a big sledder. It cost over $10,000. That should help things out a little. Of course, we're making quite a change down there. We're going to get away from making the flat building, buy everything, and then slit it to size. That'll be a big relief, of course, to get away from all, I don't know, maybe I told you this before, but to get away from all the gas fumes and the hazards, fire hazards, and everything else that goes with it to make our own flat building, our Balata building. This might go on into fall before we get changed over, but they will start selling this other type building now, but then till we have everything else, our material used up on the old Balata, that might go on until fall. But then after that's all used up, after our crude material is all used up, then we'll discontinue that belt and just sell other flat belting. And of course we'll have a bunch of machinery to take out again, tear out. We did get rid of all the rubber washing machines. Mr. Garland and Mr. Moore are trying to buy a farm, the Mumaw farm, right below the building. Well, the land adjoins the Hoak building that's in between the building and Hoak, or between this other place, Langheim. That place that makes those trailers, those campers, has two buildings up there now, and they also own the whole farm. But they have these two buildings on the farm, and they make, well, these campers, yes. I see this tape's going awful fast. If they get this farm, it'll really be pretty nice, because maybe we can move Liftall out of our building and have more room for ourselves. Have a little more peace and quiet around the place, too. I was going to go up to the mountains tomorrow morning. Turkey season opens tomorrow morning, but of course I did get mine, so I can't shoot any, but I was going to go along up at the Shawby to try and call one in for him, but the way things were, all this running around and everything, I won't have time. Well, this tape's going awful fast for some reason. I think it's really going. Well, if there's anything we can send you, why, let us know, and I better say so long now, Bob. Take good care of yourself, and I hope you can get out of that place soon. Write to us as soon as you can.